meeting? Okay. All right. I guess we'll just have to go with an abridged audio recording then. Okay. As for 597, it looks like there are 3 approvals. So I guess, should we go ahead and merge?
That would be great.
All right. Merge. And I guess go ahead and delete the branch as well. Oh, wait. Auto deletes. Awesome. And this one is, next one is 600 from Russell.
I may be able to speak to this. I don't recall why this was not.
I think Ori had G back on this last week, and it looks like Russell accepted the changes and Ori approved the changes. So we can go ahead and merge this. Okay, and then the last one on interop is also from Chris. It looks pretty straightforward.
Which one are we talking about? 600?
That's 601.
601.
Looks like.
Oh, yeah, that was a simple thing that I noticed while I was trying to record the meeting last week. One of the links was broken.
All right. I gotta say, this is extremely non-controversial. And let's go ahead and merge that. And then switching over to traceability vocab pull requests. There's 3 and all of them should be pretty straightforward. NIST, DBP title for, 889. It looks like this is a spelling mistake where data carrier was accidentally added into the credential name. 3 approvals. So a small typo merging. Delete the branch. The next one is add max link to base64 images. This is from me. I think this was pointed out by Red Team, where you could have an attack that where the image could be extremely long and that would force you to sign it. So this is just placing a 500 kilobyte max size on images, which are more intended to be smaller icons rather than some like 10 gigabyte image.
Seems legit.
So this should be pretty non-controversial. And if there's, you know, issues with the image sizes, you know, depending on formats, we can probably adjust it. But I just kind of wanted to set the bar somewhere and then we can move the bar along.
One thing is I can't seem to see the changes in the agricultural canine card.
That's going to be a long diff. So what happened there was, there were 2 images that were like stupidly big and I had to cut them out. Like one was an 800 kilobyte image and the other one was like a 300 kilobyte image and I made those smaller. And so the diff is just going to be the base64 difference.
Okay.
Okay. And the last one for pull requests is 891. And this is just an issue with CTPAT locations, and this is just kind of more of the same, adding constraints around credentials that there's no infinite amount of size that they have to get capped somewhere. And this is just something that our testers realized that as they were using the form, they could just add an infinite number of array items, and so the idea is we would want to cap it somewhere that's above any realistic limit and just to keep the data size in check.
I think that makes sense to me. I think if anyone would like a different limit, we could make a separate PR for that. And I think the only person who commented was Mahmoud.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's just kind of like bidding. You have to set it somewhere and move it up and down, but, you know, it needs to start somewhere. Okay, let's see. Chris approved it. Any more approvals on 891? I guess not, but if we get more approvals, then I'll go ahead and just merge that out of band if there's more than 2.
Ori or Mahmoud, it'd be great if he does. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Link the thing you want approvals on in the chat. Sorry if you did that already.
Yeah.
It's a little bit higher above.
All right. Pre-approvals. All right. Not controversial. And all right, that's it for pull requests. We went through trace interop and we went through trace vocab for pull requests. And now we have more people on board. So I guess we can go back to a normal call. So let's see, in terms of agenda items, I think Chris, you wanted to address some pending close.
Yeah, I just have one pending close and it's only like six issues down. So I think we'll get to it. No problem.
Okay, so do we just want to go through the standard, go through issues on traceability interop? All right, so we're least recently updated here. All right, let's get started with 496. So 496 is opened by Chris. Do you want to go ahead and take this one?
Sure. This was another one of the things that Ori called out, I think, is not having issues referenced in the spec. So I created this issue for section 811. It looks like we had some discussion back and forth. And Nis was looking for volunteers in August, and then he indicated that he did some work and kicked it back to me to re-review. So I'm going to go ahead and assign this to myself. I have not done any work on this yet. But it will be on my radar if it's assigned to me.
All right. Okay, I can see it's been self-assigned, and we can go ahead and move on to 531. This is from Mahmoud, right? Yes. Let's see. Mahmoud, are you still having audio issues? Do you want to type in chat? Okay, still having audio issues. I'll go ahead and continue talking. Then we should move CVP specific workflows example to the appendix and instead create a generic workflow example to make the spec more inclusive. So this is a pull request or an issue to not make it CVP specific. NIS opened a PR, added this in the ROM repo. Workflows are in vocab through that PR and then another ping to Mahmoud. So has this been resolved or is there still work to be done on this? Still work to be done. Okay. Can you make any changes? Yeah, respond on the issue. Okay. All right. So if that's the case, let's go ahead and move on to the next issue, which is from Spoonie, which is from Manu. Let's see. Ori, do you want to comment on this? 589. Or do you want, I can read out.
I think this is discussed last time. It's related to the APIs, VC API stuff. This is also related to the whole did off exchange flows stuff that we are not actually using anymore. So the comment that NIS left is still accurate. It's pending input from MavenNet and Measure.
Okay, so we're waiting for more comments to be added onto the issue.
Correct.
Do you want to ping anyone specific on the issue?
On the issue, I think you should ping Mahmood and Chris. Chris, are you the right point of contact to ping on things that I would have bothered Mike with?
I think that's probably best, yep.
Okay, so ping Mahmood, ping Chris, ask for them to comment on it. Oh, it says transmit and measure here, so it's really just Mahmood at this point. I would just ping him and say, please comment on this. And, yeah, if he wants to discuss, I'm happy to discuss.
Okay. All right, we can go down. That was 589. The next one is 552. This is from NIS. This is make an interrupt test based on a GS1 credential. This is Mark Dre's PR. So I think this is just waiting for NIST to make updates to it.
Yeah, this looks like NIST's draft PR.
Okay. And I will just make a nothing burger comment just to show that we looked at it and just to touch it. All right. Messages should be opaque. This is from Mahmood. This is 483. Good as closed is fixed in 569. So is this good to close now?
Is my audio working now?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
So the last comment on this is good to close. Should we just go ahead and close it then?
Yeah, I'm going to close it. I feel like
awesome. This is miserable. Okay. Content type and header request. Next one is 574. This one is from Russell.
I have not made progress on this. I think the next step is to follow through with that PR I made in the upstream repo, because I guess I'm not sure what the status is of that repo. It looks like there hasn't been work on it the last month or so. But I can do that.
Are you asking about the W3C verifiable credentials working group test suite repository?
The VC Jose Cose test suite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're making the same comment you made last time, which doesn't seem like there's much activity there. So I'm going to make the same comment I made last time. That's because you are not contributing there.
Yeah, so
it needs contributions. I think the working group has progressed documents to the point where we should see updates to that test suite soon, but we could also be the change we want to see in the world on that front. I'm happy to help however I can.
Yeah, thank you. That's my next step then.
Is this, Russell, just to clarify, is this another case where we're really talking about the accept header? Or am I misremembering?
Yes, yeah. I'll just edit the caption.
Sweet, thank you.
All right, so do we want to change the title, accept request header, no? Do we want to add any comments in terms of contributing to the upstream repo?
I can add a just still needs to be done. But I think things stand like Ori said as they did a couple weeks ago. Nice. Yeah, I'll add that comment.
Okay. And now we get to Chris's pending close issue.
Yeah, this one has been fixed. This is done. So we can just close it.
Yay.
Progress.
Okay. Next one is, should we update the status of 2021 issue 482?
And I believe we put this off pending VC 2.0 upgrade.
Okay, and it has the label for VC 2.0 upgrade. I think that's okay for now. Is there any comments that we want to make, or do we just want to move on and say that the VC 2.0 upgrade tag suffices?
Yeah, I think we should make a comment just so it doesn't show up in 2 weeks.
Although, okay, let me.
There aren't that many issues. So.
Yeah, the number of issues aren't that many. So I kind of would prefer to avoid leaving, you know, useless comments like ping touched on call.
That's fair.
Okay. So the next one is normatively defining service endpoints. And is this one from, this is Christina, right? Yes. And looks like Russell is, oh, Nis is assigned to it, but Russell said Nis is working on it. Okay. 2 weeks ago. This is another one still waiting for Nis. And I guess the work to be done here is just updates to the respec document.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So the next one is who initiates the interaction? This one is 544. And this is also from Christina. And then Nis is also assigned to this. So we can ping this internally and start moving that along. And next one is 562. This one is from Mahmood.
Yeah, this one was about removing reference to JSON web signature. I believe we did it. You pinged me on a Julia tutorial update. Okay, I missed that. I was under the impression that this was basically entirely done, but I can go ahead and get that done myself.
Okay, tutorial update, and then Mahmood is still assigned. Okay. Allow JWT in credentials verify?
Yeah, this one's been assigned to me for a while, and I have not had a chance to work on it, but it is still on my list.
Okay. It looks like there's not a lot of debate on these. It just seems like we're waiting for bandwidth.
Yeah, I feel like that's been the case for a little bit on the trace interrupt side. Everything seems pretty straightforward. And we've gotten down to where we have like 20-something, right? I feel like for the most part, they're either all ready for PR or basically ready for PR.
Yeah. Is there any agenda changes that we want to switch up for today? Because it kind of just seems like we're going through each one and saying, yep, yep, yep. Or is there anything, any discussion? Or also Arun and Koran are on the call. Were there any questions that they had that they didn't get to last time?
Yeah, we do have a few questions. I think Koran will walk through those questions.
Sure. Hey, guys, did you guys take a look at 602? My computer temporarily dropped the connection on me. So the presentation notify request identification and request body. Did you guys see that issue?
I see it at the end of the list. We have not discussed it yet.
Okay, fantastic. I'm sorry, say again.
Do you want to walk us through it? So
we can go through it? Yes, please. So the idea behind that one is that when a presentation notify is being sent, I would like to kind of have a caller ID. I'd like to know what individual is or what entity is sending me that information or sending me that request so that when I return the challenge to them, one, I know who it is I'm sending it to, and two, once the individual uses that or which some entity utilizes that challenge in the future, I want to make sure that that entity is the same one I initially sent that challenge to in the first place. And I think that would be a good security enhancement just for us to kind of have that second layer of, hey, these people are the ones who are giving me this challenge back. And here are other groups that may be having some issue with their own systems where they're maybe not getting something back, getting the challenge back the way they need to, or not able to send to me the way they need to, and I can keep track of which entities are having trouble. So that was the general idea behind that that issue. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I believe one of the things here is everything on the traceability API is intended to be, I believe we've removed the DID auth requirements in general, right? I don't know if I'm missing something.
Sort of.
Yeah.
We talked about it. I don't think the spec has been updated, and the endpoints may still exist in the Open API specification as well. It's related to the several previous issues we discussed regarding this. Like, for example, it's related to the presentations available presentation submission flow. Like, that's the same flow that they're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the spec right now. It is there. I think we've had broad agreement on the call to remove that flow. And I think it's just one of those things that we haven't gotten around to yet. So while I think that would be a welcome addition to the general flow, I don't believe this is even the place to do it, because I think the spec itself for the DID presentation is where we would include this modification rather than in the traceability API. Right?
Are you suggesting the content of that notify API be modified so that the information of requester is embedded inside that?
No. My suggestion is the changes that you're asking for, I don't believe they belong in this spec in the first place. I think what you're actually asking for is a change to the spec that you are referencing, which I'm going to put in chat right now. It's this one. And all we're doing is here we are taking it directly from that spec and applying it. So unless there's an upstream change to that spec, I don't think it makes sense for us to have a specific, a more lockdown version of it. But I mean, I'm free to prep it from anyone else.
No, I think that's accurate. I guess the one other thing I might share is the identity credential query language is repo. It's also, like, this repo over here, the browser vendors are working on together, has comments on the same VP request spec. So you might get good engagement from commenting on that issue 31 on the Wix CG. But it's not a thing, like, we're not in control of that.
Hey, guys, I'm really sorry. Like, both our laptops gave up on us, and we are really having trouble joining these calls from our laptops. We joined in from mobile device, but the last that we heard was you did mention this is not the right place for us to discuss. And I was curious why why is that? Because our understanding was, like VP in general is a way for us to exchange the credentials across participants. But in this case, what we want to make sure is that the person who is requesting, so this notify and submit, we understand that, again, correct us if we are wrong, because we have been trying to find this information and there is very little that we can infer based on the available documentation. Our understanding is that the notify is a way for us to inform to somebody that we have a VC. And that's where we started thinking, why not the API make provision for other person to know who is this notifier. So the only other option is through the client ID and the secret, or maybe any other authentication parameters. Like only the known set of participants would notify us. And based on those odd parameters, we are able to figure out who the requester is.
Yeah. So on the reason why we're saying this is not the right place for it is because we are not in control of the VP request spec at all. And that specification itself is what we're just applying directly here. So if you would like to make a change, so while I agree with what you're trying to say, if you're trying to make that change would go directly to the VP request spec. I think the best way to do it would probably be to open an issue at this GitHub here, and then have a ping one of the editors on that spec. I believe they do not have a running call for that spec. But I'm sure they're very, like, I know everybody on that editor list, and they're all usually very good at engaging. So what I'm going to suggest is you open an issue directly on that GitHub repository and communicate with them, and then they'll be able to help you out. But this is not something that we can, we're just applying the spec directly. We're not actually able to modify it on this call.
Got it. So, okay. On the same topic, right, since you said you're working on applying that spec, we do have questions on applying the spec as well. So in terms of the same API, for instance, the Notify API, we observed that the API is supposed to send information such as query by example or query by frame. Where can we find that requirement precisely? We have been trying to get what are the possible values and how are we supposed to make meaning out of it. And we are failing to do that. Probably like we are not finding complete information. There are examples though, but we don't know how those examples came by.
So I think that's the VP request spec is the answer to that. That's the, I posted it in the chat, but it's a different community group work item. So if you're looking for details regarding that particular specification, that work item has its own repository. I don't think it has active working group calls. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong about that. And you can certainly reach out to the mailing list at the top of the document with any questions regarding the specification.
I will also add that your question about query by example and query by frame is in that spec under section 2, where they talk about, you know, it does need work. I agree with you. There's a lot of things that are missing there. But I think, as Ori was saying, this is one of those things where it's probably best to send out an email to the mailing list and have them respond directly to you.
Got it. Thanks, Hugh. Thank you for addressing those.
Okay. Do you actually think that this is the correct body for the rest of our questions then?
I do. I do want to bring up the status as well. So the other question is about, I know, not with respect to VP, but with respect to credential itself, there's an API for updating the status, right? So one of the question that we are facing is, so initially when the credential is issued, I believe it also can have optionally the status parameter inside that. like when the status is updated, do we need to reissue the status? Is that how what the expectation is?
Yeah, in general, if you change any of the status bits, you'll need to update the status list bit string. But again, that specification is managed by a different group than us. So I've shared the link to that status list 2021. And if you look at the specification, you'll see that there's a mailing list for this specification, and you can ask questions about that specification on the mailing list. Although it's weird, I don't see it. In the actual verifiable credentials working group document, I don't see a mailing list directly listed there. Mm-hmm. No, it should be. There should be a mailing list for that one as well.
So, based on what you just said and based on that status bit parameter, are you suggesting that we'll have to reissue every credential that was previously issued?
Oh, no, just the status list credential. So the bit string changes for potentially all of the credentials that are in that block.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that bit string changes, you might reissue, but you might also just wait until that status list is requested and then issue once at that point in time. You don't need to reissue every revocable or suspendable credential if its status changes. That's the design is intentionally so that you don't need to do that.
Got it. So there is a status list credential that that needs to be updated all the time. And if at all somebody is making a query for this particular credential that we are aware of, which has changed the status, that's the time for us to reissue, possibly.
That is one option, as Ori was saying. The other option is to, at the time of replication, reissue that status list. This will entirely depend on your use case and how you expect to manage this. You know, how often people are retrieving your status credential, how often you expect to manage it. But the straightforward approach is, straightforward isn't the simplest one to wrap your head around, is when you revoke a credential on a status list, you issue a new status list. Now, whether you're doing that when they're trying to fetch it or whether you're doing that the second you revoke is in implementation detail that is entirely left to you.
Makes sense.
Is that? Okay.
Sorry, go on.
No, I was asking if that makes sense. And you said it does.
Yep, makes sense.
And Ted just shared in the chat the link to the public mailing list for the Verifiable Credential Working Group. So feel free to ask any detailed questions.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
We do have a few more questions. I know, I've been asking so many questions, but I can say precisely that these answers are really helping us. So if you don't mind, maybe the next question is with respect to, so we see like the specification, as we understand on this call, has been, it's continuously being enhanced, right? Is there a checkpoint for us to say, this is the final requirement and what we're probably going to see is the bug fixes, but not necessarily a requirement change to the specification. One thing that we don't want to end up in is we add some feature or we make some design assumption, but then turns out that the design assumption has now changed for some reason.
So the documents in question within this call are community group drafts, and in general, they should only be cited as work in progress. They're entirely unstable, and use them at your own risk.
Okay. Do we have any sort of ETA or any kind of idea when a stable version would is projected to be at least in you all's minds?
No. I think if you're looking for stability here, you should look at the Verifiable Credentials Working Group and its documents. Those are documents that are in a formal process, and they have sort of formal deliverable due dates where they're either making it or they're not by that date. And assuming that they make it at that date, then they become kind of reliable to implement at that point. But community groups and our community groups are very different than formal working groups at W3C. So you should be implementing community group work.
I'll also echo Ori's point, and I'll also add that we have discussed a roadmap concept in the past, an idea of versioning, an idea of where we want to go. I linked an issue where we've had that conversation. Maybe that'll help you get a rough idea of what at least we were thinking at a point in time. I don't know how up to date that thread is. I'm not 100% sure it is, but everything that Ori said is 100% accurate with regards to what you should rely on and how much you should rely on it, right? A community group draft is not final in any shape or form. Mm-hmm. And you should really not be, locking down your, decisions based on.
So that raises a curious question, right? So since this call is about interop, and what we are trying to build together is have those agents or services which could work with each other. How do we decide on something like as a group or community that we all agree and let's have this one spec implemented?
Mm-hmm. So a big part of that is we'd encourage you to come join these calls on a regular basis so you can have a lot of input in how the spec is modified, how the API is determined, and how we settle on what exactly interop means for us. This is, again, an open call, and anybody is more than welcome to join as long as they're a member of the CCG. The other thing that I will say is that we have regular interoperability tests that are occurring. And if this is something that you guys would like to join, there is a document that we have set up on steps of how to join, right? So if this is something that sounds appealing to you, a way to continuously test your integration, a way for you to actually contribute and to help shape the way the spec looks, please take a look at that. And I'm trying to, I don't know if anybody else has pulled it up yet. I'm trying to find it right now.
All right. I guess, do we have any other questions?
So while you're looking up that, would you happen to be able to point us toward the sort of source of truth, or where's the most up-to-date inputs and outputs that are expected for the APIs so that we can just stay on top of the latest and the latest changes?
The latest is you will need to run against, so this test suite that we have running against the traceability interop runs nightly, and it tests against our latest tests for it. The reports are generated regularly, and I'm trying to find the how to join instructions. For some reason, my pen is not letting me find it. If anybody else has it, please feel free to link it.
Is this the test suit registration for APIs?
Yes. The actual latest spec is the spec that is linked to from the GitHub repo, which is the one that I have linked right there. And Chris, thank you for linking the how to set up your environment, which is how to get added to these test suites. So our recommendation to make sure that you're always in line with the latest version is to be added to the test suite, where you can see at a minimum of a nightly cadence how compliant you are. But my stronger recommendation is to please join these calls regularly and please contribute and help shape what you want the API to look like so that we can build something that helps the most users. So if this is something that is appealing to you, something that you believe will have value, please come join us.
Awesome. Appreciate the invitation.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Anything else?
I'm good for now.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We greatly appreciate all of your answers.
I'm glad we allocated call time to do that. And thanks for, yeah, so Miro, Ori, thanks for hopping on the calls. Let's see.
Before we sign off, can I make a suggestion? Should we add an issue to remove the DDoS stuff?
I believe we definitely should. If we don't have one already, we should remove it.
I took a look through and I didn't see it, but I may have just missed it. I'm happy to add one.
So what I'll do, Chris, is if you've already gone through it once, I'll go through it again. And then if I don't find it, I'll just create an issue. Because it's okay. Either poorly labeled or we just can't find it, right?
That'd be great. And I'm happy to do the meeting minutes again today.
Awesome. Well, right. Thank you, everyone. Ben, was there anything else that we wanted to cover?
No, I think that's good. I think I just need to make sure to kick everyone, stop recording, and then make sure I end the call when I'm the last person on.
Awesome. Right. Well, thank you, guys. This is a wonderful call.
Great. All right. Bye, guys.